Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is October 10th, 2017. It's a Tuesday. Tuesdays, I'm still picking my topic. On Wednesdays, we get relationships. Thursday, we have dream theme. Friday, we have questions. And so I love also having the days to just what's going on in this moment with us. For some reason, and there is a lot of it going on now, there's all these seminars showing up for self-love. There's all these seminars talking about how to love yourself. And, you know, I remember when I saw Christ 15 years ago and he talked about these things and words like self-love or how to love yourself or self-accounting or self-rejuvenation or all of these words were words so not commonly used that they were like weird to us and we really didn't know what they meant, and self this and self that. And then I see Christ and he's like, your job is to bridge people's souls back to themselves. And I guess at this point, when we get so far away that we have to be taught, retaught, reminded, not only reminded, but re-reminded, reminded about being reminded to pay attention to ourselves. Because when I first saw Christ, the one thing he said was that souls were coming back. They were coming here, growing old, aging, and passing on, finishing their time here. But our missions were not finished, which was the beginning of why all of this was happening. All this language, these books. At that time, when I saw Christ, there was a lot of self-help books out there. Well, if you do this and you go through that hoop and you make sure this, and then you get what you want. And it was all about, you know, striving to get what you wanted over and above who you were. And then I see Christ, and Christ is talking about self-love, and I still remember the first people I told. They were, you know, like other than my family, like my mom, and I told my sisters, and then I told Lisa, my friend who's blind, and, you know, she got it. It was interesting, her view, because she couldn't actually see. And then I also had my clients. And before I saw Christ, right before, I started writing these things that started teaching me, because I always wrote something. I was always like this little communicator, and I used to like to write to God when I was in trouble. And then I started having lunch with my clients, and they would be talking about something, and they'd be like, oh, my God, I just wrote, like, something exactly about that last night. And I remember I would copy and paste and send it to them in email at the time. And one of my clients looked at me, and I don't know what I gave off to her, but she said to me, Nadia, if you ever need to just talk, call me anytime. And she was the manager of the bank of the company that was my client. And she took her card and put her home number on the back of it and gave it to me. And I remember leaving thinking, does she think I need help? But what I didn't realize years later was she just enjoyed listening to the things I was saying. And she said to me, you know, when I hear you, I just feel good. I don't even care what you're talking about. And I thought, well, that's interesting, because all I talk about is these coincidences at the time that I thought, not realizing where I was going, these coincidences of me writing and finding people talking about the exact same thing like within 24 hours of me writing it. So you can only imagine her face when about 4 months after that, I told her I had seen Christ. And what happened to me and how I grew as a person from the writing to that, to the woman, to the stages of, you know, I'm just someone, I'm a vendor for her. Talking about us, just talking about us loving ourselves. Just talking about us paying attention to not the things we're thinking about, like, oh, well, take care of yourself and go to the spa for a day because the spa's going to go away tomorrow. It feels great. I'm not taking it away. I would go at any time if I have the opportunity. But it's not what makes you better inside. It feels good. But what makes you better inside, what makes you stronger every day is you knowing you. And then once you know you, there's this other stuff that kicks in. Like you start having more mental awareness. You think something and you go, okay, why am I thinking that? What do I want from that? That was a weird thought. And even know what isn't your thought. Because, you know, when we have anxiety, when we have OCD, when we have a lot of these things that are like ego on steroids, they're designed, they're so deep in us that they keep taking away from us and we're fighting them every day in one way or another. We have mental awareness of why we're doing what we're doing. And it gives us compassion to ourselves. Like, well, you know, I'm a person and this is what I'm attracted to right now. And I don't really know why I'm attracted to it. And at times, there's sometimes where I have thoughts and I know they're not mine, but I don't know how they got in my head. And then I realize that we pick up energy around us. So then I start looking around me to see who I'm around because I know I picked something up that wasn't mine. But the deeper you understand yourself, you start to know that. Why am I having that thought? I don't want to have that thought. That thought doesn't serve me at all. I really don't care to have that thought. So you can leave. And it's gone. You just forget that that thought's in your head. But unless someone tells you you can do that, you don't know how to do that. But understanding your own love for your own self also changes the way you survive on earth, what you need, what you don't need, what kind of friends you have, why you chose them, what kind of car you buy, what kind of clothes you wear, just by knowing who you are. You might be a fashionista and love to be dressed and love to wear colors. You might be a man who loves to shine every part of his car, or a woman, I guess, because now I know there's a love for cars that no one can stop. And all of these things that we enjoy, to really enjoy, not just to halfway enjoy, not just to buy the car you want, and then once you get it, you don't take care of it, and then you start looking for another one. That's just dissatisfaction in life. You just keep yourself busy by, okay, I'm going to do this now and I'm going to do that now. But it's a difference than keeping yourself busy. It's putting things in your life that you enjoy so much that they keep you busy. There's a different way of feeling life. That fight for self-love and the reasons to find that love for yourself is worth the fight. And it all goes back to you questioning yourself. Because we don't ever think every day, oh, well, I need to love myself today. We don't think that. We just assume it. But then what do we do about it? Imagine if, you know how we give our job so much time, we give our kids so much time, we give everybody else who asks us for anything. We make sure we do things right. We make sure we give them time. And we just wake up and we think it's another day and we'll get by and, you know, we'll do the same thing tomorrow. But that, just that sentence right there, same thing tomorrow, is why I'm here. Is why I saw Christ. Because people were going back home and they didn't do what they came here to do. There were more ways to avoid your life than to live it. And it can happen so easily. You could watch TV through your life. You could say, I can't through your life. You can have excuses through your life. And all are legitimate. I know. I've had some really good ones. I had an office for a year, at least. And I never went. I got the office, so in exchange for me teaching Sunday school, I went every Sunday and taught. But I never went to the office. I didn't have internet. I knew that I can go to my carrier for my phone and get an internet piece, just like a mobile one. At that time, they used to sell them. This was a year ago. Now they have hotspot where they can give you additional, I guess you order hotspot and you can plug it into your computer and it's actually faster than the normal hotspot you have on your phone. I could have done that a year ago. I didn't think to. I just thought, well, I work at home and I like it. But then I started reading these books about Think and Grow Rich, and it's Think and Grow Rich. But not Think and Grow Rich monetarily, even though it goes back to the money, because the money will come in the book's mind. But it talks about your mentality, because the book right after it is How to Own Your Own Mind. And it talks about just truly repetitive behavior and repetitive thought. And I thought to myself, okay, we need a date, I need a plan, I need employees, I'm trying to do this by myself. Yesterday, I have my second employee, or volunteer, but we're all employees, we're all volunteers, but I'm giving us a step up here. And now I have two people, one is coming on Thursday, she agreed yesterday to start on Thursday, and I have my other one coming today, and she already did in a week. Probably about 3 months' work. What happened to me is I'm starting to feel like, oh, my God, I really can just speak. Oh, my God, the things I've been saying can really happen. But I was trying to make them happen before I worked towards them. Somehow I thought that they would. But nobody was looking for me. I have to look for everybody. I have to be the one to do it. Well, by the time I got there, because there are no mistakes when it comes to Christ, my knowledge, I did not realize. When Christ told me in Origins of Truth, this information will become you and you will become it, I found that out the first day I had Isabel come. First day, we were talking, she starts crying. And the synchronicities have already just gone full throttle. The energy to do the work is unbelievable. Yesterday, I was walking. I knew I had to call this woman to edit the next two books because I've already written three since Original Love. But I have two that I want to take care of now. And the one book that I started with, it's called The Poison Begins to Leak, was the very first book I wrote, and I never wanted to publish that. But then when I announced it on the radio, my inbox blew up with people who wanted to read it. And I thought, you know what? It's a tough book to read. It's not a long book. But the person who wrote that book actually died. That was me. I was separating from all the human attachments I had to my culture, to my background, to how I was raised. But it was like page by page by page. When you'd read it, you'd think, what happened to this person? Do believe that person died. And that person did die. And that's one. And then the other one, it's just something I'm putting together. And I thought, wow, the way I feel about myself, the confidence that I have now got shown to me through their faces, listening to me. When I called the girl to edit the book and I said, you know I talked to you a month ago. I know you said you weren't ready to work for a year because it's your son's last year in high school. And I said, but I have something that you could do from home. And I told her about editing the books, and I told her, you know, I was going to wait even till I got home after my walk to call you, but I was, like, driven to call you right now and just trusting myself enough to do that. And this was her response. And I was scared to call her because I'm already breaking what I asked her, and she answered me. And she said to me, I got in last night at 12:30 on a flight. So I got home after that. And I'm awake because I had to take my son to school. And I just got home. And I have to tell you, this is the most exciting thing that has ever happened to me. And I'm like, wait, back up. What? She goes, I am so excited about this. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to get the, I put all of the papers. This book that she's going to go through is literally, you know those office boxes they make with the covers? It's filled with writing. And she can't wait to go through it. It was, I couldn't have predicted that. I was coming from this apologetic angle that I'm infringing on this year of her time. And I said, you can do it just for an hour a day. Don't worry. I'm like trying to make it as light as possible. But I knew in my heart I had to call her and I had to tell her. And she strengthened me by her reaction. Because now that bigger picture that we think of in the future is today. And it only happened because I'm pushing the energy around. The energy doesn't come and knock on your door and say, I'm here today. Do you want to have fun with me? I had to look at the energy. I had to move that energy. I had to start talking again. Because once I do the show, you know, I made this thing up because my fight for self-love and my reasons to love myself became so a part of me that I just loved walking around helping people all day. It's all I wanted to do. But in our world, you can't afford to just walk around and help people all day. Because in our world, we have to help ourselves. So you can't do both. You either help yourself or you help people. It's amazing how our world is different now. And if you're not supported or you're not married or you're not in a place where there's two of you, it's a little weirder, but somehow all the people, and I was thinking this the other day that I taught this to, they're all on their own doing what they've wanted to do all along. And I thought, wow, God, you really do make it work. It really does work when we love ourselves. The more we love ourselves, the less we need someone else to, like, push us. Because we become our own little pusher. We push ourselves. We put this stuff into action. Ever since I flipped my thinking, just from home office to office away, I was inviting people to come to my office, and every time I'd say it, I'd feel cooler than cool. I was like, oh my God, I have an office. I've had one. But look at the difference of me looking at it this way. Just since October 1st, I've changed my entire world. I have built a team and still building. I've taken that pressure, that hard pressure I put on myself because I'm a little doer. And now I'm sharing that doing. And look what's happening to the people that are showing up at my door. The excitement, the happiness. And here, because I couldn't pay them, I was concerned. I had another person, I figured once I start the foundation and we have board members and they pay to be on the board, but I have to set all that up legally. So that takes a little time. So one of the ladies that I was actually going to hire before I thought of volunteers, which thank God for Think and Grow Rich, the mastermind groups, I wouldn't have thought of that. But look what happened. The lady I was going to bring in and pay, and then she wrote me and she said to me, you know, Nadia, can I just wanted the job description. I want to plan for this and plan for that. I said, you know what? The thing is, I can't pay you. I'm building a nonprofit right now. And we're setting it up. We're in the process. We're registered. We're putting everything down. We just have to go through the process right now. I don't know exactly how long it takes, but by the end of this year, we're going to be established. And she's like, oh, okay. And I said, I won't have money to pay you at least until after that. So I'm looking at the beginning of the year. And she said, well, at least can we have lunch? And I said, well, I'm at my office now, and I can't really leave during the day. And I know you live far, so unless you come out this way. So I'm starting to create boundaries for myself. Because normally I'm like, well, now I don't have a car, but before that I would just show up everywhere. Because I always knew if I'm somewhere, I need to be there. And you know what she said? I will come to see you for lunch. And I will do work for you even without pay. I want to be part of this. And I thought, wow, God, I can't stop it now. And there's a lot of work to do. So yesterday I met the eye doctor. Talk about self-love and how it works and when you're sure of yourself. Look at me now from a year ago, and this has only been 10 days in October. I've already completely changed my whole world by believing that I can. Just believing that I can. I'm at the eye doctor. She's checking my eyes. They did this dilation thing. I couldn't see for like 3 hours after it. I could, but not in the sun. And I had to wear these glasses to come home, and I walked there because it's close to my house, whatever. And I'm sitting there, and she asks me what I do. And I said, I'm starting a foundation. And I told her what it was about and whatever. She goes, you need to come back to me. You need to get my card. You need to stay in touch with me. My son is in school right now studying psychology. I want him to do work with you. And I said, we're going to have a huge intern program. And we're going to have a training part for all the psychologists and therapists that come in to work on how to teach self-love. We have a whole school going on. But I want to go to the colleges, and I want to pull people from the colleges, people who are fresh from school. Because people who already have practices, they already have their practice. But I want to build a world of schools for self-love. I don't want to just be a coach who speaks and tries to gain that kind of following, because that's already filled. People are doing that everywhere. It's great. And that's one-on-one, and you have to pay for it. I don't want people to pay for emotional health care. That fight for self-love that you need to fight for, the way these schools are being built was my fight for my own self-love, and now I'm fighting for everyone's self-love. The reasons to find that love for yourself changes your life every single minute of your life. You may not feel it. But Christ taught me well in these 15 years. And I had to be isolated in some parts of it. And I had to be out in other parts of it. I had to write in some parts of it. I have to do the show in other parts of it. But every part of it, I love so much that I can't stop doing it. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and put my alarm on snooze. And I know it'll wake me up at 5:09, and I snooze it again, and I know it'll wake me up at 5:18. It's like my little game I play with myself. But I get ready for the show. I know that whatever happens during this show, I trust. I don't feel like, oh my God, I have a show, and I want to say this, and I want to say that. I know that I'll say what I need to say. It's that trust. I have to tell you guys, yesterday, talk about trusting yourself. Yesterday when we were doing the show, for some reason, I looked at the clock, and it said 5:38. And I said, 5:38? I'm already done. Like, I didn't know what else to say. I was, like, talking, and I felt like I wrapped it up, and I don't know what happened. But from 5:38 until the show wrapped at 6, I have to tell you, I want to go back and listen to it because I can't remember all of it. But I know that it just like literally got taken over from me. And that happens once in a while. There was once I did a show, it was about 3 weeks ago. And it was about that couple. There was a couple and there was a lot of, they're still going, but we can talk about that another time. But where the husband was just throwing the wife through loops of these lies, but he would never admit them. So obviously it was causing a huge chaos in their lives. And I was doing the show, and while I was doing the show, I was taking notes from the show. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I was learning with you. It's true 90% of the time. Usually in the beginning, I'm more part of me because I'm talking. But then, boom, somewhere in there, all of a sudden, I'm at like 6 o'clock, and I don't know how it happened. And I love that because when your trust is that deep in life, life exchanges energy with you in a way you can't even control. And those surprises are those little secrets that people don't even know how to describe or talk about. That's why loving yourself means a lot. Talk to yourself, write to yourself, give yourself time, walk by yourself, take time for you because you are your greatest resource. You are the magic behind everything that happens in your life. I cannot believe in 10 days I've done what I've been trying to do for years, not just the last year, for years, thinking I had to do it all myself, only to find out by sharing it, it's growing not only exponentially, but the freedom I feel, I can't even yet wrap my mind around. And let's hope that I can take care of myself and do this. I know I will. I know I will. How and when? I just know I will. I just can't stop this feeling from pushing myself right now. Because whatever it was in there, whatever I was learning, I activated it by accepting help, by asking for help, by understanding how hard that is, for not only myself, but everybody, by rejecting help at some point from not the right sources. That's also something I need to talk to you guys about. That was a huge, incredible lesson. But fight for yourself by giving yourself the time to ask yourself questions, because it will blow your life up in a way you can't believe it. It's so cool. I can't believe it. You guys, I love you so much. I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.